Welcome to Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok. Hopefully you have learned patience like Fuzz did last week. But this week, Fuzz is going to learn a whole new lesson, and there's going to be a monster that shows up. Let's get to this adventure now.
Good morning, Fuzz. How are you doing today?
Oh, hello, Mother. I am doing fine. How are you doing?
I am fine. How did you sleep?
Oh, I slept very well.
Did you do your devotions this morning?
No, not. I was too excited to do them this morning. I'll do them later. It's about King Saul or something like that. But yeah, Mother, I will do it later.
Okay, Fuzz, but make sure you do it before it gets too late. You know it's going to be a very fun weekend with your cousin Jack over, and your friend Broham will be coming over as well.
Oh, boy! Broham and Cousin Johnny are going to be here! Hey, wait a second!
Yes, Fuzz?
You said Cousin Jack, but I thought Cousin Johnny was coming over. What's the deal?
Oh, Fuzz, John and Jack are nicknames for one another. It's just something people do. So if I say Jack, I mean Johnny, too.
And if you say Johnny, it also means Jack. Oh, I'm just so excited. We're going to have such a fun and awesome weekend. There's so much fun going on, I can't even remember it all. Cousin Johnny / Cousin Jack and Broham, what else?
And don't forget, we also have church on Sunday as well.
Oh, boy, it's going to be such a fun weekend. Jack on Friday, Broham Saturday.
Oh, no, Fuzz. You know, Jack will be with us all weekend, not just one day.
Oh, boy, we are going to do so much. We're going to play games.
Oh, let me guess, Fuzz. Play games?
No, Mom, we're going to play video games and maybe hide and seek and maybe eat a bunch of ice cream.
All right, hurry up and get ready for school. Jack will be here in a couple hours and will pick you up right outside of school.
Oh, boy, can't wait, Mom. What an awesome weekend it's going to be.
Fuzz, yes, sit in the middle here. We have Jack's car seat there. How was your day?
Oh, it was an okay day. You know, we had to have indoor recess because it was raining, and I'm happy we did not have to run the mile at school, but it's okay. Hello, little Jack. How are you? Oh, that's so good. Mom, I'm so excited, though, because even though we had to run the mile and it was raining outside and we had indoor recess... I was so excited because we're going to have my favorite dinner ever, tacos.
Oh, Fuzz, I'm so sorry. We cannot have tacos. Jack is a baby, you know, and he can only have certain foods. So
let me guess, we cannot have tacos tonight.
No, I'm sorry, Fuzz. We're going to have, you know, a very special dinner. And it's just, I didn't have time to cook tonight. So you're just going to have cereal. And I'm going to cook baby Jack here, you know, some pureed carrots and peas.
Yum, yum.
Oh, man, I don't like cereal too much, but better than pureed carrots and peas. Yuck.
Yum.
How do you even eat that stuff, Jack? That is just so gross. Blah. Oh, that made you laugh, huh? Blah. Blah. Well, I may not be able to have my favorite dinner tonight, but that's okay. We will still have fun. It's okay. I really do like eating tacos on Friday after school. You know, Taco Friday. You know, because I always talk to my friend Tina about eating tacos, and she calls me Taco Fuzz, and I call her Taco Tina, and we just have a good laugh. And so I will just be very sad. There are no tacos tonight.
Fuzz, you'll be okay. You can have some cornflakes.
Oh, Jack, what do you think of cornflakes? My thoughts exactly. I got you, Jack. I shot you. You are an evil alien, and I am the superhero spaceman. And I saved the day because I zapped you with my laser gun. Zappity, zap, zap, zap. Jack, you are toast, dude. Got you again. I am the most awesome spaceman ever. Come on, Jack. We're going to keep playing, and then we're going to watch my favorite video, Puppets in Outer Regions of Space.
Oh, no, Jack, Jack. No, 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 no playing with guns, Jack.
Oh, come on, Mom. We were just playing Puppets in Outer Regions of Space. You know, the funnest game ever.
No, no, he's too little to be playing with space rays.
No, Mom.
Yes, honey. Plus, it's time for him to get ready for bed.
Are you kidding me, Mom? It's not bedtime yet.
Yes, he goes to bed early, and because I don't want to wake him up in the middle of the night, Fuzz, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go to bed too.
But, Mom, it's only 7 o'clock. I usually go to bed at 7:30.
You're just going to have to go to bed early just this one week, okay, Fuzz?
Oh, Mom, this just stinks. He comes over, and I can't play Space Rays anymore, and he, you know, has to go to bed early. This just stinks, Mom. This is not very much fun having him come over.
Oh, Fuzz, you don't mean that. Now hurry up, take your bath, and get ready for bed. And brush your teeth.
Oh, Mom, Jack doesn't have to brush his teeth. Why do I have to brush my teeth? I have to go to bed early like him, and I can't have tacos like him. Why do I have to brush my teeth if he doesn't have to?
Because, Fuzz, he doesn't have teeth. Now go get ready for bed.
I don't like having Cousin Jack spend the night.
What was that, Fuzz?
Nothing, Mom. Going to brush my teeth. Oh my goodness! This baby won't stop crying. It's 4 in the morning for crying out loud. Jack, it's okay. Maybe he's having nightmares from playing Space Rays. Oh.
What is wrong? Oh, here. Come here, Jack. Come here. Here. Why don't you come lay with me? Okay, come on, Jack. Sorry, Fuzz. Jack and I are going to go in the living room and watch early morning cartoons, okay? Good night. Good night, Fuzz. Come on, Jack. Let's go.
Oh, man, this stinks. He gets to go up early and watch cartoons? I have to wait till 7 o'clock in the morning to get out of bed. All he does is cry and gets to watch cartoons? Man, I am just so I'm just so mad at this. Why does he get to go do this? My whole life is ruined because of this baby. Ugh, at least in a couple hours, Broham will be here. At least he will want to play Space Rays with me. Thank God for my friends, because I don't like little crying puree-eating babies. Why did God make babies so loud? Oh, that smells really bad. I think I know why he was crying. Whew.
Dudes, what's up? Broham's in the house.
Hey, Broham, how's it going? Are you ready to play Space Rays? Did you bring over your Space Rays?
you know, like to play, and we can play puppets in space regions and outer space, dudes. That's right, bro. I definitely sure did bring my space ray guns, bro. We're gonna play some games and stay up late. Dude, it's gonna be lots of fun. You know for sure, bro. Hey, who's that baby? Oh, don't mind him. That's just the whiny, crying, unadorable little Jack. You don't need to pay attention to him. Everybody else does. So let's just go in the backyard, and then we can play Space Ray. Whoa, hold on, bro. Dude, let's play with little Jack Poo-Poo's over here. Oh, you must have heard about last night, then. What are you talking about, bro? Jack Poo-Poo's is just a really cool name for such a cute baby. No, it's really not. No, dude, sure. Jack Poo-Poo's, man. It's a fun name. He's gonna love that when he's older, bro. Like, for sure, dude. So, hey, how about we just play some games for a little while with Jack? And then, you know, we can play Space Race later, okay?
You know, you came over here to play with me, and now you want to play with that annoying Jack. No, you came here to play with me, or just go home.
Dude, like, bro, chill out, dude. It's all good. We're going to play, like, games and be, like, cool little bros. It's going to be super awesome, bro.
No. You do not listening. I did not get my tacos. I did not get good sleep. I did not get to watch cartoons. I did not even get to play Space Race last night. I'm just so tired of this baby taking everything fun out of my life.
Dude, it's just a season of your life, bro. It's all gonna be good, dude. The Bible tells us that there's a season for everything. And bro, this is just a season for Jack.
I don't care what the Bible says about jealousy.
Well, bro, I said about seasons. I never said anything about jealousy. Perhaps it's your conscience, bro, that is telling you that you are jealous, bro. Later, dude, I'm going home. Tell little Jack Poo-Poo's I said, what's up, little baby, bro?
Yeah. I'll see you later. Bye.
Fuzz, was that Broham?
Yes, it was. I told him to go home and hit the bricks because all he wanted to do is play with Jack and didn't want to play Space Race.
Fuzz, that was not very nice. You need to go to your room and think about what you've done.
How can I possibly think with crying McGee over there?
Fuzz, you make me so mad I forget your name. Go to your room and think about it. Maybe it's time you do some devotion.
Fine. I don't know why I gotta do all this anyway. No, I don't want to sit up here. I wanted to play games with Broham and eat my tacos and use my Bible app on my phone to do this. Then I can play my apps after I get done with this. Ugh. Oh, what is my Bible devotion today? Oh, what's this? The verse of the day. That's new. What does the verse of the day say today? Let's see. The verse is Romans 12:22. Do not be overcome by jealousy, but overcome jealousy with good. Oh, that definitely is a verse of the day. That's the verse of the weekend so far. I have become somewhat jealous and have not been a good friend or a good cousin. Oh, jealousy is not good. I should not have been jealous of Jack. We could have easily played with Jack, and Broham and I would be playing Space Race and watching sci-fi movies now, but I've been a bad friend. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry I've been jealous. I'm sorry I was a bad friend. Can you please forgive me? And will you please help baby Jack and my friend Broham to forgive me too? Help me not to become jealous anymore. In your name I pray. Amen. Good morning, Mom. Jack did not sleep in my room last night.
No, I figured you had had a rough night, and I figured I would give you some space to think about things.
Oh, I did think about things, Mom, and I want to say that I am sorry that I was jealous.
Yes, you were, and we accept your apology.
No, no, I need to apologize to Baby Jack personally. Little cousin Baby Jack, little Jack Poo-Poos.
I don't like when you call him that.
Sorry, Mom. It's only out of cuteness. He's a cute baby, and I love him.
Okay, Fuzz.
I'm sorry, little Jack, that I was jealous of you. I'm sorry that I got mad at you, and I'm sorry that I was not very nice and good to you. Will you please forgive me, Jack? I'll take that as a yes. Hopefully next time you come over, me, you, and Broham, we can all have fun and play games and watch your cartoons as well. Sorry, Jack. I love you. And Mom, I was reading in my Bible about this king named Saul who was jealous at this man named David. And he tried to hurt him with a spear, but God protected David. Jealousy is a bad thing. And I asked Jesus to help me to not be jealous anymore.
That's very good, Fuzz. I'm glad that you read the Bible and talked to Jesus and that he has helped guided you.
Me too, Mom. Me too.
Well, looks like things sure worked out well for Fuzz the Friendly Monster in the end. I'm glad Fuzz learned that he doesn't need to ever be jealous. Excuse me! Oh, hello there, Billy! It's Bobby! Exactly! What question are you confused about?
Well, you said in the beginning that there was going to be a monster! I listened to the whole thing, and there wasn't any monster!
Well, of course there was a monster!
How so?
Well, jealousy is considered a green-eyed monster.
Why? Why is jealousy considered a green-eyed monster?
Well, the color green is often symbolized as jealousy or having envy.
The color green means that, huh?
Yes.
Well, then what's the other reason?
So green stands for the envy or the jealousy, and the monster, well, that's what emotions bring to our surface and cause us to become a monster.
Jealousy makes us a monster. It doesn't make us do good, and it takes over our feelings.
Exactly. Just like Fuzz felt the monster of jealousy boil him into being angry. And like the Bible says, don't become jealous, but do good.
And that's how the monster can stay away, is if we choose not to be jealous.
Exactly. Well, I can't wait to find out what happens next here in Wonderville, and I hope you'll come along with. Have a good one.
Goodbye, everybody.
Exactly. Like Billy said,
it's Bobby!
Oh, Billy.